This is WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. West Michigan Congressman Fred Upton says he doesn't believe that immigration reform will be taken up until the new Congress is sworn in next year. The St. Joseph Republican was interviewed for Monday's West Southwest.
I want to ask you about President Obama's executive action when it comes to immigration. What's the proper response of Republicans? You've stated that you don't agree with what he did, but what's the proper response for Republicans in Congress in reaction to that?
Well, you know, he did say in his, so I watched his remarks last week, and he did say, pass a bill. Well, he's right. We need to pass a bill. That's actually one of the few bills that the Senate took action on where the House did not in this last Congress. You've heard me say a lot, Gordon, the current system is broken. By doing nothing, it only perpetuates a broken system, and it's really broken on everyone. I mean, the folks that are here that are undocumented, the businesses, large and small, whether it be a fruit and vegetable farm, whether it be a big company like Stryker or Pfizer, it needs to be fixed. And it needs to have, I think, a bipartisan fix, and one that we were getting mighty close to actually dealing with until we had a very sudden loss of the Republican Majority Leader Eric Cantor when he lost in the primary in the early part of the summer. That took the wind out of the sail to actually get something done. I would note that the Washington Post, even in the last couple weeks, has said, wait for the new Congress to come in. We heard from Chuck Grassley, the incoming chair, new chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He was on the record saying a few weeks ago, we can do this, and we need to do this, and you know, wait for the Congress to take some action.
Although the Senate did pass a bill,
right. But they realized that at the end of the day, because of the Cantor loss and some other things, it wasn't going to happen this year. But we have to take this back up early next year. We have to take the president's urging, pass a bill. Yes, we need to do it. Executive orders can be changed from one day to the next. Question about the constitutionality of it, it takes a while for the process to work. I'm convinced that we can get there in a bipartisan way. I would say that it is probably tougher because of the president's actions that he took than otherwise it might have been. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't stop trying. That doesn't mean that we can't actually pass a number of bills, whether it be dealing with border security, and I think there's universal support for that. I would note that Candace Miller, our former Secretary of State here in Michigan a number of years ago and now a colleague, actually passed a bill out of the Homeland Security Committee with every Republican and every Democrat supporting it. So border security, dealing with Dreamers, helping with our companies, particularly international ones that really need a high level of educated worker for the jobs that they do, dealing with the undocumented workers that are here, and dealing with the ag sector, all have to be pieces that we can focus on.
You're right. Many times you've sat there and said that you support comprehensive immigration reform. You've also sat there many times and said that you believed it could be done sometime in the near future.
No, I still...
The Senate bill sat there for over a year.
Yep.
The House, could you not have taken that bill up and changed it, amended it, got it to a conference committee and worked out differences?
We could have, to answer, you know, the way that you put
it. You could always do that.
Yeah, right? A good English teacher, you could have. I don't know that it would have happened. And the plan was that we'd take, instead of having one big bill, 1,000 pages, whatever it was, you deal with the individual components of it. And even Chuck Schumer, a fairly influential Democratic U.S. Senator from New York, said in September, the House approach of dealing these bills by bills, we can get it done that way. So it was, you know, we had Eric Cantor's loss. We had the rise of ISIS. All of a sudden, there was, you know, a number of different issues that we need to deal with that crowded the calendar shortly, really, before the election that really took the foot off the gas in terms of trying to get something done. So now we have a new Congress. It's an issue that's not gone away. Republicans, particularly me and others, have said, you know, now with the Republican Senate and the House, we do need to govern. This needs to be one of the top priorities that we focus on in the next Congress.
West Michigan Congressman Fred Upton was interviewed by WMUK and Kalamazoo Gazette reporter Alex Mitchell for Monday's West Southwest. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.